All right, welcome back. Glass in the afternoon here on the final day of fall. I know that sounds weird, but it is true. Winter solstice tomorrow, 10:27 p.m. Watch out for the one-car parade around the square once. This will be some horn honking, maybe some flashings of the bright lights. I don't know. We'll do something, as we always do, for the big solstice parades. 51 downtown, sunshine, enjoyable this afternoon, and there's nothing more enjoyable, at least for me on Wednesdays, and getting caught up with my great friend Jordan Davis, who makes me hungry every time I talk to him. He's the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. He is the No Dishes podcast host, just bon vivant. Well, happy Christmas, Merry New Year. How are you, buddy?
Doing well, man. Just enjoying another fabulous hump day.
There you go. One day closer to the holiday, buddy. When are you guys going to be open, closed? Most folks, it looks like, in the restaurant world to some degree are going to be closed Sunday, Monday for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We'll talk about New Year's Eve here in a minute, but New Year's Day, you get some places open there. But with Sunday, Christmas Eve on a Sunday day, Sunday, I've also seen some places open for perhaps their normal brunch hours. Hi, how are you? We'll talk basketball here in a minute, but I'm hungry right now, so let's get to it.
Yeah, so we our two Bloomington locations on Walnut and College Mall will both be closed for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Yeah, with it being on a Sunday, it was kind of odd. We normally, Sundays are usually slow until early afternoon. We're like, everyone's gonna be home with their family. It's a great opportunity to let our staff have, a couple days off, not just Christmas Day. In Nashville, we do have some people that want to work, so we're gonna be open until 3 o'clock on Christmas Eve day from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then we'll be closed on Christmas Day.
There you go, buddy. So with Christmas Eve being coming up on Sunday, we think some places we're going to be open a little bit. So that's interesting as well. I don't know if I want to go through all of these, but I would just take your time and check on social media. If you've got a hankering and you think, well, they should be open on Sunday, well, just go ahead and check, because we do have a wonderful world cuisine here in Bloomington, and we don't all celebrate the same holidays.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's tons of great options. Most of a lot of Asian restaurants are open. I had some great General Tso's from Long Fei last night, so that might be a good option for you. Maybe if not them, Dragon Express, a lot of really good options that are not celebrating Christmas, so might as well be open and make some money and serve people that are, maybe not visiting with family.
Yeah, check out especially the Chinese restaurants. Anybody that's watched A Christmas Story knows that that's a possibility as well. There will be some places open Christmas Eve again because it is Sunday morning and brunch. You've got some favorites. It says here the Uptown Cafe is going to be open for brunch. Scenic View as well. Bloomington Bagel. That's outstanding. So you do have some places to go. And, again, check with some of your favorites and see what's going on there. So we'll fill you up and have some fun as we get to the holiday season as well. You know what I'm going to do? I think I just might I might just watch Indiana basketball games at the Uptown Cafe and have dinner there. I was just my wife and I had a couple hours, which is not commonplace in our world. Let's just go have a nice dinner. And she's like, well, do you need to go where there's a TV? And I'm like, nah, I'll be all right. We'll make it work. And then we left our friends where we always leave our friends. And it was the under 12 timeout. Indiana's down like 11 or 12. And I just said, look, let's just go eat. I'm not going to worry. I can worry about this tomorrow. And you know what? When you eat good food and your team has a good comeback, well, that's not a bad Tuesday night.
No, yeah, I mean, Uptown, anytime I go to Uptown, it's a great night. And then, obviously, yeah, your team comes back from 15 down. I think you're doing okay, buddy.
That was pretty good. So if I'll send my bills to the program there, and they can just reimburse me for the good luck I've brought since all of that has been going on. So we've got the Christmas holiday. We will have the New Year's celebrations as well. We will be back on the air you and I 2 weeks from today on the 3rd, if you are around during that time. You got big holiday plans? I know you bring everybody to town for Thanksgiving. I hope you can get out and spend some time with the family.
Yeah, so we're actually, some of our Brown County staff wanted to do like a gift exchange for Christmas Eve. My family isn't really getting together, so that's going to be fun to hang out with some of the crew and, I don't know, just not be on the clock and hang out, you know. And then Christmas morning, get to go up and see my little sister's new place and go up to Carmel, and then we're going to go make late breakfast for my brother and his family, do a gift exchange, go to my mom's for dinner. It's going to be a good little Christmas day. I got all my nieces and nephews' presents in, so I'm excited to see the look on their face, and hopefully I killed it. We'll see.
Well, of course you did. Gift cards, Roblox, or what? I don't even know whatever all that stuff is. Who needs some mine? I don't know. I don't know anymore. Come to my house. Just take all my stuff. That's Mikey's used it all already, so that's what's fun. All right, so Christmas and New Year's, those are big times. Things will be quiet. Hours will be weird. It seems like you and I every year have to mention that the Irish Line is closed for their annual closing. I don't even know when they open again, but it'll be a while from now.
Yeah. Just go check at people's social media. Again, it's a weird time of year, a lot going on. It is a time that some restaurants take a 2-3 week break, and it's well deserved. So, do some due diligence. If you can't find anything, give them a call. Most people, and if they don't answer, they're probably closed.
But you know what? The internet always answers. So I would definitely start there. Have you been to Taco Shell yet?
I made it happen. I'm so happy to be able to tell you I finally made it out there. It was I was expecting to be like, okay, this is good, but doesn't, you know, deserve all the accolades it's gotten, but it absolutely does. It is phenomenal. It is really, really good stuff. I did the birria tacos. The beef or the meat was just super, super tender. The consomme had great flavor. It was great. They also do one thing I haven't seen anybody post about that Lovey kind of looped me in on is they have these ribs, these big bones, and you can get like 2 bones for $3.
Whoa.
And they're, yeah, really, really good ribs.
So those are beef ribs then, right? The big ones are the beef ribs, aren't they? Yeah, pork.
Yes,
pigs,
exactly.
Pigs ain't that big.
Yeah. Yeah. These are those big boys. But yeah, man, not only surprised to see great taco place at a gas station, but a great taco place with ribs.
And the other part about the birria tacos for people that are maybe new to the culture of Mexican food, it's have you had a French dip before? Well, it's like that, but with tacos.
Yeah, that was a great way to explain it.
Dunk it in beef juice, and how could you possibly go wrong? So that is impressive, number one, because of the palate you've been developing over the last few years. Number two, when you have that many positive reviews, there's two things that happen. You either just follow the herd and say it's going to be great no matter what it tastes like, or you're skeptical, which you're allowed to be until you're not. So that's a fantastic, fantastic review. They're open. This is not like, I guess they can run out and close their doors, but they're getting better at this, it appears.
Yeah, I think there was just the one time someone said they maybe closed earlier than what they posted. But yeah, I think everything else I've heard is they're open when they say they're open. They got some pretty good hours. I think it's 7 days a week. And you can find them, I think it's El Campo Taquiera, something like that. But if you go to the Facebook Bloomington Foodies group, you can get more info on there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they will let you in for that. Everybody gets in. Everybody has some fun. And everything's going to go on as well. So now that I'm hungry, I have not been out there yet. I have not made it out there. But at some point, I promise I will. All right, what else have you been eating? Let's talk food because I am starving today.
Yeah, so I recently had Eric Bueno on the podcast, executive chef and GM at Feast. He also has won twice at the Bloomington Chef's Challenge, just an insanely talented chef. And when he was on, I was talking about, like, dude, back when Feast was at Hillside Henderson, they made the best burger I've ever had with their, like, house pickled zucchini. It was kind of a plain burger, but it was just so well executed that I still, you know, remember it as the best burger I've ever had. And he texts me last week on Thursday and says, hey, burgers tonight. I'm like, I'm there. Awesome. But I get done doing an event, a bingo event, and I've got an hour and a half to kill before my next bingo event. I call over there like, hey, table for two. And they're like, we got an hour wait. I'm like, darn. Okay. So I mess them like, hey, man, really want to come try it. Can't get in. You know, I'm on a tight schedule. No worries. I appreciate the heads up. And he was so kind. He saved one for me the next day for lunch. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go pick this thing up. I forgot I had a meeting. So I rescheduled a meeting just to go pick up this burger. And then I told the people that I rescheduled with, I told them why. They were very understanding. And it was so amazing. It had brie, just the best bun. It was a big, thick boy, not a smash burger by any means, not a Hive or a Hinkle's or even a Trojo. It was just a big, big chunky boy. And it was just juicy and just great flavors. It had that zucchini on there. That's almost like a bread and butter type pickle zucchini. And so I just wanted to say thank you to Eric at Feast for making my dreams come true.
And whatever meet your grind buddy, you don't have to tell us. Just it's better.
I don't ask any questions.
It's better than 70-30, isn't it? It's probably better than 70-30. Jordan Davis makes me hungry every Wednesday as he joins us. The food this time of year, is it Christmassy food? It's whatever hits you food. It's whatever hungry. We had some Mai Tai on the west side last week for lunchtime. Delicious in there. Mai Tai has a couple on 4th Street. There's one out on the west side. So if you need some Asian food, that's a great way to do it. That's a huge menu as well. So that's fun. In restaurant news, Martinsville's 21 North, they are closing their doors up the street, but they are migrating this direction.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this. I'm torn because I feel bad for the people of Martinsville.
The highway, you can get down here in 18 minutes, buddy. It's not, you know, this isn't 3 hours away.
Yeah, I've eaten there three times. And every time it was really, really good. I really like just the composition of the menu. Like, it's one of those menus you look at and you just can't decide what you want to get. And everything that I've always settled on has always just been really, really good. So when I heard that because at first they just made a post, we're closing. And I was like, oh, no. And they're like, to clarify, we're closing and we're moving to Bloomington. And I'm like, oh, yes. it worked out. I'm so excited. They do a really, really good job. And if there was one restaurant from Martinsville that I would be my top pick to move to Bloomington, they are by far and away the pick.
Yeah, it's kind of the chicken and the egg, but there's a dozen eggs down here and there's just one chicken up there. That's probably the nicest way I can put it. It's just economics. People aren't in the restaurant business to scratch an itch, or if they are, that's nirvana. That's great. But if you don't have to worry about making money, that's the greatest thing ever. But that's just not how it works. The rent's due. The electric bill's due. You got to pay your staff. You got to pay benefits. It's not as easy as the TV shows make it look.
No, not at all. And yeah, it's tough because, I mean, I'm sure that there's a reason they opened in Martinsville. I don't know the people. I'm sure that they're probably from Martinsville. So I'm sure this is very tough for them, and I don't want to speak for them. But I would imagine it is due to going to maybe a larger clientele base.
And the other part of this that's interesting, Jordan, is, again, we're speaking for them. I know you'll have them on at some point where we can find more of these wonderful answers. But it's like a continuous soft opening. And then you get better at it, and then you get great at it, and then you get exceptional at it, and then you say, well, instead of 50 seats, how about 100 seats or 150 seats? I don't know that, but that's what it feels like to me. They've grown out of it. They've grown into doing this professionally. That's what it feels like, but, again, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, can't say for sure what the rhyme and reason is, but all I know is I'm happy.
And I'm hungry, and you're here, and that's good as well. You've been down to India Garden yet? They have their Monday. Well, they're closed Monday. Let me start that again. They have a lunch buffet, 11 to 2:30. We talked a little bit about this last week, $9.99. So if you're scared of Indian food, this is a really reasonable way to get involved in it or give it a try.
Yeah, $9.99 is a heck of a deal.
That's free. Where can you get lunch for less than $10? It doesn't happen very often.
Well, especially all you can eat, and what I'm assuming is probably some pretty good food. Yeah, because obviously, you know, people always talk about the Taste of India buffet with good reason. It's well deserved. So I think India Garden is trying to be like, hey, we're doing a buffet too, and it's good. You know, I'm sure they think it's really good. So I'm hoping to get over there to try it out. I haven't had a chance. But yeah, $9.99, heck of a deal. I love Indian food. But I'll get over there, and I've got a lunch appointment tomorrow at the new Asian restaurant on 4th Street called Kimu. So I'll be able to report back on that, but I'll try to get India Garden in there hopefully on Friday.
Kimu is where?
So I want to say it's the old Korea restaurant.
Okay, so that would be on the north side of 4th Street.
Correct, yep.
Gotcha. So I know when people tune in, you and I sometimes speak the language, and we need to make sure we let the folks know. So that's Restaurant Row on the north side, like you're heading over to Nick's and Chipotle and Raising Cane's, that direction. So that's on that side of 4th Street as well. We talked about Marco Polo. You've been over there. We try to help our newbies out. And this time of year is fun when the kids are gone and maybe stuff slows down and maybe you get a chance to do a lunch instead because you're not running around with as busy as you normally are. This is a great time to try out a bunch of these places. Heck, you can just walk around 4th Street and get lost for an afternoon.
Oh, easy. Yeah, now is the time. Go to Kirkwood. Go to 4th Street. If you're one that's usually staying away from student-centric areas, now's your time to shine. Get on in there and eat up.
Chow down. Jordan Davis, he's always eating. He's always eating, getting us up to date. I also, when we are checking online to see who is open, if you need any last-minute gift ideas, gift cards are prevalent in tons of restaurants here locally. Again, we don't have time to mention all the deals all over the place. You have a great deal at the Chocolate Moose. I've seen people giving 25 on 100. That's better than 20 or 15, but people give 20 or 15. That's an incentive for you to buy them. So make sure you want to keep them in the – that's another great way to get people to try stuff, Jordan, right? Get them gift certificates.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we're doing the for every $20 you buy, you get $5 more at the Chocolate Moose. We ran through that whole list last week, but it's available again in the Foodies group. I know the Finney Hospitality people, that group, all of their restaurants are doing deals. Lenny's, all the One World locations, a lot of great places around town to get a great deal.
There you have it. All right, what else, buddy? What's been on that plate? What's been sizzling?
Yeah, so normally when I go to Inkwell, I just get it to go, bring it to the office. But I did a little dine-in because I was waiting for Chase to open at 9 a.m. Last week. And so I just popped over to Inkwell in the square. And I usually just do the weekly, which is like scrambled eggs, pretzel, house-made pretzel bun, horseradish sauce. But I noticed because it was Friday, and it was like Friday through Sunday waffles. I'm like, oh, I've never had a waffle here. If I've never had a waffle at a place that I love, I got to try that waffle. So I do the waffle, I do some eggs, do some bacon, get a little cappuccino, and it was just great. It was a really good meal. They got, it's always buzzing in Inkwell. They just great people, between there and the Woodlawn location, just great ownership. It's good. It's always good vibes and it's always well executed. My order's never been messed up. And I also love their chocolate chip scones, not to mention their homemade Pop-Tarts.
You had me at homemade Pop-Tarts and waffles and baked goods and everything. Inkwell. Delicious, delicious, delicious. That's breakfast time. What about, what was your last big meal you had? I mean, tacos feel like a lunch thing to me, and we talk about lunch buffets. When was the last time you sat down with a fork and a serrated knife and just attacked something?
Yeah, so this is the last one on my list from this last week. I didn't do my typical 8 dine outs. I only did like 4 or 5. I was eating good in the neighborhood and went to Applebee's.
Attaboy.
It
counts.
You're
at the mall.
Bad.
You're out there. Yeah.
Yeah, the bartender was great. I can't remember his name, but he was an older gentleman who was funny. He was attentive, really on top of it.
Scott.
My buddy did the Scott, that sounds right. Yes.
Him and my buddy Terry Stultz were tight back when Terry nice. T was with us, right? I think it's Scott.
I was thinking Scott, but I didn't want to say it and be wrong.
Yeah, but that's all right. He's an industry pro, man. Loves talking sports. All right, go on, buddy. Good.
Yeah, like, well, and even at Applebee's, there's an older guy at the bar in an Alley Bar shirt, and I'm like, man, I'm around my people. You know? My buddy did the wings. They were some of the biggest wings I've ever seen. I did this like Bourbon Street chicken with shrimp, and it's on a piping hot fajita plate. And Scott made a mean water.
Double tall.
Make it a triple if you don't mind.
Scotty, let me get that one next time.
Yeah.
Great
next round's on me.
Great people. Good smells, good fun. They're busy. The mall's busy this time of year. Your coffee shop still open out there, pal?
Yeah, absolutely, man. We're open every hour the mall's open. So I think that's 10 a.m. on weekdays, or 10 a.m. every day except Sunday. Sunday's 11, and right now it's staying open until 9 every day except Sunday when it closes at 7. I think on Christmas Eve it closes at 6. So we're over there next to Annie Ann slinging ice cream and homemade waffle cones and a full coffee menu featuring locally roasted Brown County coffee.
I like the sound of that, pal. Have a great and happy and merry Christmas and a happy, happy, great, and fantastic New Year. I hope to run into you in my week off next week. I will pop in. I might bring my two trusty assistants with me at some point, and maybe we'll all go eat some Indian and have some fun. If not, we'll definitely have some ice cream. What's the flavor of the month, buddy? They're going to ask me when I get home, so I better know.
Yeah, well, so we've got a gingerbread ice cream right now. Our first time ever doing one. It's got pieces of gingerbread cookie in it, and it has the gingerbread flavor is very, very strong, but I think in a good way. Come on down, try out our gingerbread ice cream for the first time in my 9.5 years that we've ever done it.
Really? All right. Well, that sounds now I'm hungry. You win again, buddy.
That's what I'm here for. I appreciate you, man. Merry Christmas to you and the family. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys.
Ho, ho, ho. And you are the best coming on with us Wednesdays, making us all hungry. And by the way, people, when Jordan is back on January 3rd, you can take your January diet plans and go ahead and put them on hold at 3:35 on that Wednesday. How about that?
Or that's that could be your way of eating out, is just living vicariously through me.
Audio eating out. That's right. No real calories. Empty audio. Audio calories. Or what we might do, and the odds of this happening are less than 1%, is Jordan and I will start offering really healthy options if you listen on Wednesday afternoons. We're not. That's not what we're going to do. You're the best, man. Have a great one, and I'll see you next week.
All right, you too. Thanks, class.